We're back. I'm going to get back into the community a little bit. We got our friend Mark Whited here, and he's back, and he's been on the road and dealing with some situations. We offered our condolences for the loss of your mom and spoke about you in gracious terms. And Kevin, however, continues this onslaught against your Pittsburgh Pirates, so I thought it would be good to have you back before the last shovel of dirt is thrown on them, because it's coming. But welcome back to the show. And we are joined by a newcomer, a young lady. Now, I was told in the break, I cannot call this woman pretty. That's not the way you do things in today's world, and I want to be appropriate. So she's ugly. she's an ugly woman.
Now you're insulting people.
I said I can't call her pretty, so she's that's wrong. I'm still wrong. All right, how about this? Aziza joins us. And Aziza, what's your last name?
Reed.
Aziza Reed joins us, and she is, Mark, just between you and I, because nobody's listening, she's fine, all right? Just I'm just saying. But she is also an economic specialist and a financial specialist and knows a little bit about sports, admittedly. So we're going to grill her a little bit and embarrass her as much as we can. And we'll talk a little sports with Aziza. But we want to welcome her to the show and welcome her to the nation with what it is that she does. So Aziza, say hi and tell the people what you do.
Hello, everybody. Again, like he stated, my name is Aziza Reed. And to just give a brief synopsis about me, I grew up, in poverty. I was the last of six. So statistic-wise, the odds was stacked against me to win. However, you know, I said no to the odds. And I went on and obtained my bachelor's degree in accounting. And from then on, I graduated and worked for the top two accounting firm in the country. However,
one bad, now there's the only one bad thing about all that so far is good, but she got her degree at Cal State, Kev. So
the key is she got her degree.
Okay, well, I just, you know,
that's the key. Right, I don't care bad. Where you get
all
it
right,
from.
My bad, but it's Cal State. But anyway, go ahead, Aziza.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, I graduated and I stated that I just jumped right into the accounting realm and worked for the top two accounting firm in the country. However, after working there for some time, I essentially fired my boss because I don't quit anything. And I noticed that there was a need in the community to teach financial education, so I launched my own financial coaching firm. And basically, we help individuals, families, business, how to grow, protect, save their money. And we're going to be doing a major event here in October. I'm solidifying the contract with the university currently right now. And pretty much is going to be epic, and it's historic because every person there who's looking to know more about their finances and knowing how to accumulate wealth and pass it on, creating legacies, debt management, I can guarantee everybody will walk away with something meaningful, whether that's just to pretty much build a legacy for themselves, pass it on, and knowing how to better manage your own finances and to live a better lifestyle.
Well, all that being said, but so, what do you really know about the Pittsburgh Steelers linebacking corps?
Yeah.
Not so smart are you now, Missy. Hey, listen, but she did offer something that does, Mark Whited, draw a comparison to sports. You fired your boss. I mean, that happens every day in the world of sports, and I like the way you put that. But in essence, you're building a team.
Yeah.
You build a team,
yeah,
and you're the captain.
Yeah.
And the team's effort is to win. So
exactly,
there is a little bit of a sports analogy there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, now tell the people where you're located, how they can get to you. Phone number, email address, website, etc.
Oh, definitely. You can contact us at 412-495-6012. And also you can email me at Aziza Reed, AzeezaReed, 22@gmail.com. And we'll definitely send you the information. All the information will be solidified tomorrow because we will be definitely having the event October 4th. So
now give that phone number and email address a little slower.
Okay. Okay, yes, you could definitely contact me by phone, which is at 412-495-6012. 6012. And my email address is azeezareed22@gmail.com.
And tell us again what Aziza means.
It means like precious and cherished, pretty much.
All right, great. I thought she was going to say champion or king of the hill or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
I can see it.
So Mark White, we'll come back to Aziza in a little bit. We are going to put her on the spot once or twice. But Mark White is back after a long tour of duty, if you will.
I've been out for a couple months.
You haven't been here for a couple months. But you come in proudly wearing your pirate shirt. Does that mean you still believe or everything else is dirty?
As Kevin will recall, maybe he doesn't remember, but at the beginning of the season.
You know what I did to Bill, right? So when you start talking about what was said on this program, I can bring it up.
That's 34.
I predicted 76 wins. That's all I was saying. Nothing more, nothing less. And they are perfectly on track to win about 76
They're closer
games.
To your prediction. Than my prediction.
Absolutely.
Because I said between.
Thanks for admitting that.
Dang, I'm a stand-up guy. I said at the beginning of the year, the Pirates will win between 65 and 70 games.
Yes, you
so
did.
So as did. Of Tuesday night, they won 67 games.
And they're winning 6-0.
There's 24 Tuesday. Games left right. in the season. Yes. By the time people hear this broadcast, there'll be 23 games.
Right.
So
9-15 over the last 24 is probably a pretty good prediction, which gives them 76
wins.
They
winning,
might do a little better. They might do a little
to
better.
To be honest with you, they're winning probably two games a week right
yeah,
now.
Not good.
And there's 3 weeks left.
But we're not mathematically eliminated as of yet.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
So we're still in the fight, Kevin.
Well,
second wild card is only about
to be honest
games.
With you, Mark, I said they're probably closer to what you said than what I said. But if they're winning two games a week and there's 3 weeks left, they'll end up somewhere around 73, 74 games.
I'm still going with 76.
Okay.
So Mark, a quick update before we jump to Kevin for a moment on, that whole Pittsburgh Pipers reunion thing that you orchestrated. How did all that pan out and end up? And where are you with the book?
Well, first of all, it wasn't just me that orchestrated it. I had help from Mr. Neal himself. And, of course, Mark Cuban helped us out a lot. And we had
that
good people helping us, like Vince Lackner and Shelby Cassisi and Sam Shulo Jr. So, yeah, it was a great event. Bill and what you and I put together with some help was – pretty memorable stuff.
We should get Sam Shulo on this show. He's got a wealth of sports stories.
He's Mr. Pitt.
Yeah,
we should
get him on
Pitt,
before one of the Pitt one of the big Pitt games.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
he'd be perfect. Yep.
So the Pittsburgh Piper reunion was a success, and where are you with the book now?
So where I am with the book, the publisher wanted me to be done by the end of September. My mother passed away last month, like you. Thanks for mentioning that. Appreciate that. She passed away, and I've lost a whole month. About a whole month, I really didn't get anything done. I just really got back into it starting Labor Day weekend. So I asked the publisher for an extension. They'll probably give it to me. It's not like they're real hard and fast about that. So I'm looking at probably end of November now finishing it.
Mm-hmm. So you're close.
Yeah, I'm close. Yeah, it's a matter of I wrote the story once before I started interviewing all those players. And that opened, once you turn over one rock, then there's 10 more rocks. So a lot of things came out of that. A lot of new information came out of it. So it's a matter of putting it all together and then finishing writing it. So
And I hope the two of you don't think that you're here tonight by accident. I actually thought that you've already had some conversation waiting to get on, but I was hopeful that you would have some things in common and what she does might be helpful to what you do. So.
Well,
that was my intent.
And it's all, I'm a retired Marine, and we had, that was an important part of, you get young, just like young athletes, you get young Marines who don't have a clue about how to spend their money and invest it and that sort of thing. And that's, Marine Corps, military in general, spent a lot of time trying to get people like Aziz to help young Marines, soldiers out.
So we're going to jump to Kevin to get caught up on some things we missed in the first couple segments, but I do want to get your assessment of the Pittsburgh Pirates. especially after McCutchen was traded. Now he's with the Yankees and a chance to get a ring. Please let the Yankees win the World Series so he gets a ring and shoves it up the nose of some people that should have kept him here. But go ahead.
Here's my thought. And, you know, Kevin, he's been on sort of a strike from the Pirates because of the management and ownership. And I agree with him. The ownership's terrible. I wish we could get our pal Mark Cuban to buy the team. However, and this is kind of ironic, they finally did something and made that trade, right? Chris Archer for
– Right, and I was excited about it.
And ironically – that 11-game winning streak may have been the worst thing to happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because Meadows is going to be good. Archer may be good, too. No reason to give up on him. Good-looking pitcher. But we traded three first-round draft choices for him. You know?
Kevin, what's your...
So if we hadn't had that 11-game winning streak, I was actually thinking, you know, Starling Marte was having a really good year. I thought that was the only guy you could trade and actually get something for instead of the usual trade Josh Harrison, get a bag of baseballs kind of thing. You know what I mean? Love Josh Harrison, but you're not going to get much for him in a trade. The guys
and
they
that's
were,
why we had to trade Austin Meadows. You're not going to get a good player if you don't have
good
prospects to offer up.
Yep,
and that's
right.
Exactly what happened, and the Pirates needed to strengthen their pitching. And that's why Chris Archer made sense. Now, when you get players, they need to produce.
Right.
And Chris Archer has been underachieving since he's been with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Exactly.
Next year, I feel much better about the Pittsburgh Pirates because, again, pitching is really the core of the key. And we have a bunch of young pitchers.
And they're doing really well.
So we just need to add to them.
Right.
But – did you have a question, Bill?
Well, I was going to ask you to offer why you think Archer is struggling and underproducing. And certainly, you know, coming in, he had a high average working against him, and I think he had a losing game record, did he not?
His stats in Tampa weren't that good.
Didn't he four games won, five games lost, or something like
right.
that?
I think he might have been 4-5 with an ERA over 4, if I can remember.
Yeah, 4-2, I think it was. So,
but
in hindsight, you're still okay with it?
With hindsight, I am, because I think the issues that he has are fixable. Okay, and the Pirates are pretty good with getting pitchers turned around. And pitching good. So I feel comfortable about it, but not this year. I think there's a lot of other pieces. But what I don't want to do, Bill, I would like to transition over to the NFL, okay, because I don't, you know, the Pirates, they're sorry. I want to get to a winning football program. It's football time, man. So we really need to talk about our Pittsburgh Steelers. And, Mark, I know you want to add on – you know, to the discussion as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So
the Pirates are done.
The Pirates are done.
Literally and figuratively.
There's only 24 games left, so they're 14 and a half games behind the division winner.
Right on
target. And
nine
games behind the
wild card. Ziza, have you been to a Pirate game this year?
No, not this year.
Then you'll be happy to know that you and Kevin have attended the same amount of games. And he's a sports talk show host, Ziza.
Right.
I don't know what your excuse is, but...
I mean, it's the Pirates.
I don't support mediocrity. And that's what it comes down to. And I like the owner too. Needs excuse? To go.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, transition away, my brother.
All right. So the NFL, like I said, it's opening week, everybody. It's opening week. This thing kicks off on Thursday, right? We have the Atlanta Falcons... And I'm going to tell you something about Atlanta later, but we have the Atlanta Falcons versus the world champions, believe it or not, the world champions, Philadelphia Eagles, with the same quarterback in place that they won the Super Bowl, Nick Foles. And I told everybody that Carson Wentz would not be ready on opening day. No one wanted to believe me, but... that's exactly the situation Philadelphia is in, okay? And we're going to do some picks also, Mark, during this particular segment. We're going to do all the games. Now, we also have Soul Tape Champions Live, Pickskin Pick'em. where we're going to do the weekly pick. So you could feel free to join that as well. We'll keep everybody honest.
Well, Aziza gets to pick too.
Okay, we can do that. Absolutely. We can do that.
She knows her teams.
Okay. So when we do the picks, I'll run through them, and you all can just let me know where you differ. But when we talk about these Pittsburgh Steelers, when I take a look at their schedule, I think this is a 12-4 football team.
I agree with you. I just went through the schedule before you brought me on here, and I would add a coda to that, 12-4 if Le'Veon Bell plays. If he doesn't, if this goes completely awry with Bell and he does, I've heard talk that he might even sit out half the season. If that happens, then it's a different ball game. It's so important to the offense. I love James Conner, but he's no Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I would love to have Le'Veon Bell. I'm a big Le'Veon Bell fan. However, I think Pittsburgh has enough firepower that we can find other ways to get it done without him. It would be better to have him, but it's not a showstopper.
I go 10-6 if we don't have him.
You'll go 10-6. Yeah. Well, answer this. What did we go? We went to the playoffs without him. It's not like he hasn't been out before.
Yeah, but he always got injured at the end of the season.
When he messed up his knee, he missed just about half the season.
I was at that game. Yeah, you're right. It was about halfway through the season.
Yeah. So and we weren't as prepared then as we are now with adding James Washington to the fold, adding Connor, the running back, to the fold. You know, we're deep at receiver, we're deep at running back. So I feel confident. We would just need to do things a different way.
You're right.
Here's my thing, and it's been, you can probably go back in your little gadget there, your little little sneaky gadget that you record people on and bring this up, but I believe that I offered that. I mean, it's underhanded is what it is. But
hey, you got caught. What can I say?
I offered that at one point. He needs to do whatever he can to get as much money as he can. That's the way it works. That's the name of the game. I'm all for that. That's the one side of the coin I'm on. Get your money, whatever you have to do to get your money within the confines of the rules and regs, I'm all for it. But as of late, the other side of the coin that I'm on is, there's an old saying, if they get rid of Franco, they'll get rid of anybody. Of course he was at the end of his career. My point is this. I'm now at the point where I could do without him.
Yeah.
At the point, and listen.
Me too.
He's supposed, by the time this show airs, he presumably will have been in camp. He's supposed to arrive in camp on Wednesday.
Maybe.
He's supposed.
Not anything he said.
He told.
He
told Pouncey that he would be in on Wednesday.
He didn't tell Pouncey. Pouncey is assuming, or he assumed.
Well, Cam Hayward said that he told Pouncey.
Well, Cam Hayward's girlfriend's girlfriend said.
However it went down, if he gets to camp on Wednesday, then it's a bit of a moot point. But my thing is this. There's a difference in the Steeler way. There's always been a difference since 1970 in the Steeler way. And the way that the Steelers do things. Well, I'm not always saying they've been right. But I'm offering this. I could go without him and be okay. I could go with Connor, a couple of the young backups we have, running back by committee, and be okay because not that Bell gives a damn about me, but he's getting on my nerves. He's getting on my nerves. I think it reflects badly. And of course the players are not going to speak up against him. The players are unified. But having been an athlete, you know that there's certain things that annoy you. You know that there's certain things you wish were being done a different way. And I think some of the guys are like, come on, man, we're trying to win a Super Bowl. And this is a distraction, and it doesn't work to anybody's advantage but his.
Now,
you're exactly right.
Martavius Bryant messed up. Okay, we got rid of Martavius Bryant. He's no longer with the Oakland Raiders. The Steelers are looking very smart right now by trading him away and getting something for him. Now, last week on this show, on our show, Bill, you sat here and you said that you felt confident that the Steelers at the end of this year would sign Le'Veon Bell, that they would find a way to sign a long-term deal. And I told you I thought he was gone. This adds fuel to the fire. You do not hold the Pittsburgh Steelers hostage. I don't care who you are.
I'm in agreement.
It has been shown over the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You went back to Franco Harris.
Right.
Okay, so again, this adds fuel to the fire. Whenever he comes back, they'll accept him. They'll utilize him. But he's gone at the end of this year.
Well, you have no argument with me there. And I don't know why you keep reflecting back to stuff I said.
Well, you just can't say stuff.
Well, you said Tiger Woods was going to win a Masters.
And
he hasn't done it.
I'm holding
so
accountable to it.
We all say things that change.
You know, our listeners need to understand when you say something, you got to stand by.
No, I want my listeners to understand that we all say things that do or do not come to pass.
Like I said, it's like your clothes.
But
every day you have
The important thing is in the present state of mind is that this guy is getting to be a pain, and it doesn't speak well for moving forward to win a Super Bowl. And the reason I speak about the Steelers being special, jump in here, Aziza, with your opinion. The reason I think that the Steelers are special and unique are those six Lombardis that sit down in the main office. We have more Super Bowls than anybody else for a reason. It's not just the talent on the field. It's the representation that the Steeler organization puts forward. And I truly think, now don't tell anybody that I agreed with Kevin, but I agree, you know what, we can do without you.
So you think now, this week, on this show, you think he's gone now?
Well, I just
want
to hear.
There won't be a long-term deal. Is that what you're saying?
But Aziza, how do you feel about, and let me ask this question, how do you feel as a young lady, I assume you're a Steeler fan.
When they win.
Okay. But you know, but that's a fair answer. That's a fair answer. So you're a fly by night fair weather fan.
Yeah.
As long as you're winning, you're good.
Yeah.
But do you know about Le'Veon Bell? Have you ever met him? Seen him? Do you know about his talent level?
No, I do not.
Okay, but if you were on a team where a guy was holding out and you're trying to get ready to get your team going, wouldn't you expect him to show up and let's be a part of the team?
Yeah.
There you go. So that's where I'm at. So Aziza and I want the guy to show up, do his job, and be on his way.
You know what? I want him to show up too, but he needs to do whatever is more favorable to him.
I'm not knocking him at all.
I don't see how this is favorable to him. Because he might
What he wants.
He might make $123 million instead of $119 million.
Mark, I wouldn't do it. He'll be
his
missing
reputation.
He'll be missing out on over $800,000 a game. I don't think it's a smart move for him to do it. But if he wants to do it, he has a right to do it. Because just like Landry Jones, who had a year left on his contract. Mm-hmm. Landry Jones is
said would not be dismissed.
Exactly. So,
Landry, you're admitting that you were wrong about that.
I admitted that. Well, Landry Jones is not part of this Pittsburgh Steelers team. So when a team wants to get rid of you, they say you got to go.
Well, can you play back on your little gadget there when you said that Landry Jones was not leaving?
With a player telling the team, I'm going to do things based on my terms. And keep in mind, Le'Veon Bell doesn't have a deal. He didn't sign a contract. He didn't have a deal. But what we'll do is we're going to talk about the picks for this week, and we're going to talk about the 2018 predictions because I want to get this in.
Well, let's go.
And if we could start with the predictions with the playoff teams, I have number one seed in the AFC. Let me start backwards here. The number six seed, wild card, Houston. And then number five, wild card team would be Denver. And then I have the division winners, Kansas City, New England, Jacksonville, and Pittsburgh. And I have Jacksonville against Denver, Kansas City against Houston, and I have Pittsburgh coming out of the AFC, and on the NFC side, just the seeding, because we're short on time, I have Atlanta as the number one seed, the LA Rams as the number two seed, the New York Giants, number three, division winner, and Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers is back. The number four seed in the wild cards will be New Orleans and Philadelphia. Notice I did not put a star in there. No star. No cowboy. Cowgirls, I should say. So I have Atlanta representing, and this will be the first time. You know, the Super Bowl is in Atlanta. So Minnesota tried to represent in their hometown for the first time in the Super Bowl era. It's never been done before, but I think Atlanta will do it, and I have Pittsburgh over Atlanta. So I'm not sure if anyone has any issues with anything I said.
I think you're – I mean, I didn't look at it. I only looked at the Steelers and what I thought their record would be. But I wouldn't be surprised if somehow Philadelphia sneaks in there again and makes it to the Super Bowl. But picking Atlanta and actually the Rams. I would say the Rams or Philadelphia have just as much a chance as getting to the Super Bowl. And I think the Steelers could very well do it. But once again, if there's no as much as we both agree, we all agree that we can go ahead and play without Le'Veon Bell, I still think we have a 12-4 record with him and 10-6 if he's not there the whole season.
Well, I got this. Now, I don't – listen, real simple for me. I got the Steelers winning the Super Bowl. This is the year. Ben needs to get it done. AB needs to get it done. They've shored up the defensive line. They've improved the quality of the linebackers. The D-backs are really set. So the defense is in good shape. And offensively, we had zero problems going in. So I'm looking at 13 wins again and winning the Super Bowl.
All right, we're going to do this every week, Bill. We're going to make these NFL picks.
I'm so excited.
All right?
Yeah.
Ready to do this thing.
Go ahead, man.
Falcons at Eagles.
I'm taking the Eagles.
I have Atlanta. Matt Ryan just got a new deal. No Carson Wentz. Too many injuries for Philly right now. Bills and Ravens. I hate to say it. I'm going with the Ravens.
Ravens.
No,
Ravens.
Bengals Colts. I'm going with the Bengals.
I'm going with the Colts.
Bengals.
Steelers Browns.
Steelers.
Steelers.
Steelers. Titans, Dolphins at Miami.
Tennessee Titans. I'm going with Tennessee.
Titans.
All right. I'll take it over from here.
Please
Vikings,
do.
49ers.
Vikings.
Vikings.
Vikings. Patriots, Texans.
Patriots.
Texans.
Yeah. All right. Saints, Buccaneers.
Saints.
Saints.
Saints. Unanimous. Giants and Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
I'm going with New York. Game is in New York. Kansas City and the Chargers, wherever they're playing at. San
Kansas
Diego,
City.
Las Vegas,
Kansas
Oakland,
City.
I don't know.
Chargers.
Chargers. I'm going with the Chiefs.
Kansas City.
Cowboys, Panthers.
Cowboys.
Cowboys.
I'm going with Cam Newton and the Panthers.
It's still Dallas.
Broncos, Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Ooh, is that in Seattle?
That's in Denver.
Oh, Denver.
Denver here as well. Redskins and Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Skins.
All right, I'm going with Cardinals. Bears and Packers.
Packers.
Packers. I'm going with Packers too. Now, I believe we missed out on the Monday night game, so we're going over to the Monday night games. Jets and Lions. There's two Monday night games.
Lions.
Lions.
So I'm going with the Lions at home. And the last Monday night game, the Rams and the Raiders, and my man Donald just got a new deal, a huge deal, $134 million.
No, he got $1 zillion.
Rams.
Rams.
Rams. I'm going with the Rams, too.
We want to thank Mark Whited for rejoining the group. Mark, don't be a stranger, man, because, you know, you have a wealth of knowledge. And the next time you come back, bring us more than what you brought with the Pirates, man, because you totally jacked that up. You cost me a lot of money down the stretch with all that. You made me believe in the Pirates, and there was nothing there.
I said 76 wins. That's what they're going to get.
And Aziza, you're in the business of helping people.
Yes.
make money, save money, stash their money, hide their money, keep their money, all that.
Yes.
So, Aziza Reed, your phone number again is?
It's 412-495-6012. And may I mention, I forgot to add that, is my business partner from New York who owns the office on Wall Street will be coming down because he's my business partner and he's going to help.
Oh, you name dropping. Yeah. Well, what's his name?
Loyan Mensa.
Okay, because he picked this up in New York. You can tell him to listen to the show.
Yeah, definitely.
So he's a Wall Street cat?
Yep.
So that means we're all going out to dinner with you and your business partner.
Yeah.
That's where the money's at. But listen, it's been a great long night. Champions aren't born. They're made. And we make them better than anyone.
Soul Tape. Champions Live is the name. Talking sports is our game.
In your hand, you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? No, think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later.